Shalom to all. Today's officer Shalom Sachem Daf Samach Zayin. We are starting about the third line with the words Nimnu Al Pesach and Vilnius Daf. It's on Nun Vav Amar Aleph. And today's office sponsor Eli Nishmas Marsh Merim Sar Batsi Yaakov Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So we're discussing the Isser of taking meat from the Karban Pesach and moving it away from where the group is. The Gemara tells us Nimnu Al Pesach. A bunch of people registered to Karban Pesach. Hoytiach a Kazayis. One person took a Kazayis away. Chayv is Chayv Malkus. We're doing that. However, Shnayim Shloisha. If two or three people took a Kazayis away, turns on their Potter. Why is that? Menishim Bnei Chaburos and Ruin Moshe Chatzlan. That's because the Bnei Chabura could follow them. It's not considered an individual leaving. It's a significant portion of the Chabura leaving, so everyone could actually follow them, and that's just moving their location. Ella Shehein Oivin Baseh, but they still are Oivin Asay. Uchrib Shimon Afilu Baseh Ein Oivin. According to Shimon, they're not even Oivin Asay. Now, where's this Machalik? Yes, Tony, we have a Braisa. It says in the Pasuk, Allah Batam Asher Yechol Oisa Bohem, in the houses or on the houses which they're going to eat it. What do we learn from here? Malabisha Pesach Nechol Bashne Bekaimas. This teaches us the Karm Pesach will be eaten in two places. Now, Yechol Af Oichol of you Oichol Nasab Shne Bekaimas. You might think that its eaters could eat it in two different places. We'll explain this in a moment. Tom Leimer, so the Pasuk says, with bias echel yechol, it should be eaten in one house. Okay, so how do we understand this? Answer is, Pesach nechol b'shnei mekaymos, ve'ein oichol v'oichol nechol b'shnei mekaymos, that the Karban Pesach could be eaten in two places, but its eaters can't eat in two places, which means that the group could split up into two, but once you're part of one of those groups, you're not allowed to move to a different place. Now, Reb Shimon says, af oichol v'oichol nechol b'shnei mekaymos, even the eaters could eat in two different places, even though you're in one group, you can move and eat it somewhere else. Now, the question is, Mamakaymer, Reb Shimon, bias echel yechol. So, how does Reb Shimon understand the Pasuk of bias echel yechol? Mashi, we could eat only in one place. And the answer is, that's teaching that one group shouldn't split up, part of them eating it inside, part of them eating it outside. It turns out for me that according to Tanakama, there's a chiyuv asay that you have to stay in the same place and you can't move, and that means that if somebody does move out of the group, they're over the asay, but according to Reb Shimon, there's no problem. So I think Maras, if that's really so, even an individual takes out a kazayis from the chabura, since other people from the chabura could follow him, he should be potter from the lois asay. Why do we differentiate beforehand that if one person takes out a kazayis, he's chayiv, but if few people take out a kazayis, they're potter because others can follow them. Even if one person takes out a kazayis, it should be okay. Now, another question is, Rabbi Bar Babai, he has the following, Lomli Krib Shimon, why do we have to say that it's only dafka, according to Rabbi Shimon, that if somebody leaves the chabur in the middle of eating, he's not over an asay. Afilu krabanon, even according to Rabbanon, this should apply. Why is that? Because we said, even according to them, when two or three people leave the chabura, they're not over. Since the other people chabura could follow them, so they're potter from lois asay. Afilu basay lo yehu. They shouldn't even be over an asay. Why are we differentiating in shitas rabbanon between an asay and a lois asay? Same reason why they're not over a lois asay. They shouldn't be over an asay either. Any of these questions is answered. We continue discussing this. Shamish achal kazayas v'ubatzad tanur. We have a shamish, the servant. He's the one that's serving the meal. That he already ate a kazayas right next to the oven. The oven is where the Karban Pesach is roasting. As he was making sure it was getting nice and roasted, he was munching on it as a grill master often does, and he ended up eating a kazayas. So imay pikeach, if he was smart, mamalas kreis menu, he would fill his stomach up with it right then because he can't move anywhere. He's not allowed to go from where he is and eat now in another place. This is according to Tanakama, that once you ate in one place, you can't move to another. So once he had that kazayas, he established his place of eating the Pesach right near the oven. So if he was smart, he would continue eating. Or in Ratzel Achal HaKavod, if they want to give him kavod, they want to be nice to him, they want to honor him, then everyone will pick up and eat their Pesach with him next to the oven. If not, if they don't want to eat there, so then they would have to give him his portion and he eats it in his place and they would have to eat in their place. He wouldn't be able to go to them and eat it with them because again, he already ate a kazayas next to the oven. Now we clarify, who's this braisa? So Taman Amrin over there in Bavale said, "De Rabbi Yehuda he." That's the proper girsa, that this is Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is the one who argues the Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Yehuda holds, as we had quoted the Tanakama, the braisa, that we could split up the Karban Pesach into two separate groups, but once you're part of a group, you're not allowed to move. And the reason why it's not Rabbi Shimon is because over there in Bavel, they hold the Shitas Rabbi Shimon is that even though a person could eat in two separate places, the Karban Pesach is not allowed to be divided up into two separate groups, and that means that everyone would have to move next to the oven and eat their Karban Pesach with the Shamish. However, says the Gemara, V'loy Shmi and Da'amar Rabbi Hila, Rabbi Isi, Rabbi Lazar, B'shem Rabbi Shaya. The Chacham Bavel didn't hear what Rabbi Hila said, quoting Rabbi Isi, quoting Rabbi Lazar, who said name Rabbi Shaya, that Hakal Maiden, everyone agrees, but Chila Shein Chalkin, that in the beginning, before anyone started eating, they could split up into two groups. And both Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda agree to this. Also, everyone agrees, B'saif Shein Chalkin, that at the end, meaning once they all started eating together, that they're not allowed to split up into two groups. That's where they're sitting and eating. Literally, this means and then the beam above them broke, so they have to move. They can't remain where they are. In this case, Reb Shimon says that they uproot their portions. That's a little translation, and they eat them somewhere else. In other words, everyone picks up and moves somewhere else. Whereas Rabban Amar and their Rabban hold, and again, this sheets Rabbi Yehuda, they can't pick up and move somewhere else because they're not allowed to move to a different place. Once they start in one place, they can't can't move to a different place. And therefore, going back to the case that started this with the waiter who accidentally ate a kezayis by the oven, according to the way the Chacham of Eretz Yisrael understand, both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon agree that when they initially start out eating the Karban Pesach, they could do it in two separate groups. It's no problem. Now we continue discussing people leaving the group of the Karban Pesach and eating it somewhere else. And we had said before that if one person left, he gets Malkus. Whereas if two or three people leave, they don't get Malkus. Maybe they're Iver and Asay, but they definitely don't get Malkus. So what tells Rabbi Barva Amar, Rabbi Barva says that Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina boy, Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina asked, Me'ata, now, if that's true, Hamoitzi eni chayvat shashi yoichal. Those who do take the Karban Pesach out away from the group shouldn't be chayv until they actually eat it. Now also Rabbi Shmuel came and he quoted Rabbi Vo, who said, Rabbi Yochanan, Hamoitzi eni chayvat shashi yoichal. That's true. Whoever takes some Karban Pesach away from where they were, he's not chayv until he actually eats it. However, Rabbi Zayir says, V'tanayit Haman, we learned over there in a braisa, Yachas shahoitzi gezayis chotel chabura chayv. There's someone who took gezayis out of chabura, he's chayv. But v'loi pasal atzma b'nei chabura say, he didn't pasal himself from continue eating with his group. He might get malchus for bringing that piece of meat away, but he still is allowed to go back and continue eating with the chabura. Now, Hadarma, that tells us, afilu lo yachal, that even if he didn't eat that piece of meat that he took away from the chabura, he's still going to get malchus. Why is that? Because in Tamar Achal, if you want to say that he ate it, olam ali, or take out the word li, loy pasal atzma b'nei chabura say, why didn't he pasal himself from his b'nei chabura? If he ate a kezayis away from his chabura, so then he shouldn't be allowed to go back to his chabura to continue eating, because now he's already in a second location, a second place, and so can't go back to the first place. So it must be to see from his braisa that even if he didn't eat that kezayis that he took away from his chabura, he would still be chayv malchus. However, Rabbi Yosef says that no, it's still possible to only be chayv malchus if he ate that which he had taken away from his chabura, but still he's allowed to go back to his original chabura. Why is that? Kim shaytziyah psalai, the moment he took it away from his chabura, he pasul that piece of meat, and afilu achal, even if he ate it, davar pasul achal, he ate something that was pasul, which b'meila doesn't aser him from going back to his chabura. It's not like he ate the Karban Pesach away from his chabura, because it's not the Karban Pesach anymore. By taking that piece of meat away from his chabura, he pasuls it. So eating it's going to get him malchus, but it doesn't aser him from going back to his chabura. He didn't eat kosher Karban Pesach away from his chabura. Now, v'yeda amar da, where was this said? Meaning, what's a raya for Rabbi Yosa? So we have a braisa that tells us, yes, shoiver achar shoiver, there is a break after a break, which means, as we've learned before, if a person breaks a bone of the Karban Pesach and then he breaks it again, he'd be chayv for both of those. But ain moitzi achar moitzi, there's no chiyuv of being moitzi achar moitzi if he took a piece of meat away from his chabura and then he took it away again. So there's no such a thing as being chayv twice. What do we see from here? Ayada amra kim shaytziyah psalai. Either this tells us that when he takes a piece of Karban Pesach away, it's pasul, and mele once it's pasul, so he can't be chayv a second time for taking it away. Ayada amra, or it tells us hamoitzi ain chayv atshashi yoichal. The one who takes a piece away, he's not chayv until he eats it, and if he eats it after the first time, so he obviously can't be chayv a second time because he can't take it out a second time due to the fact that he ate it the first time, so it's not here anymore. The Gemara continues discussing the concept of the Bnei Chabura, who are perhaps split into two different groups, but for a different reason, and here we're going to see. Pshita Damilsa, the following thing is obvious, that is Chilu Elu Venitmu Elu, if the whole group was together, some of them started eating, and then the others who hadn't started yet became Tamei, Zachu Tarim, Chalim Shal Tamein, the people are still Tahar, they had already started eating, they're Zoyche in the Chelik of the Karban Pesach, the ones who became Tamei, and not only that, another thing which is obvious is Ela Filu is Chilu Elu Venitmu Hein, even if those people who started eating from the Karban Pesach, they themselves became Tamei, and the other people didn't even start yet, Zachu Tahar and Mechalk Shal Tamein. Still, those who are Tahar, they are Zoyche in the Chilek of the ones who just became Tamei. Aval, however, Hischilu Elu Ve'elu, if these and those, meaning everyone, started eating from the Karban Pesach, V'nitma Echem Mehen, and even one person became Tamei, Loi Zachu Tahar and Mechalk Shal Tamein, now the Tahirim are not Zoyche in the Chilek of the Tamein. That's because since they already started eating what was fitting for them, what was allotted to them, it's considered their portion, and now no one is able to eat it. We go back to discussing two different groups in two different places. Yachit mafshit yadei b'chol habayis, an individual who's eating Karban Pesach on his own. This is according to the Shita, obviously, that we could just have one person eating Karban Pesach. We have mentioned this previously. There's a machlokes whether or not we could bring a Karban Pesach for a yachid. This is according to that Manda Amar, that if we have one person, he has his own Karban Pesach, he could eat throughout an entire house. That's considered his place for eating it. But in chabur mafshit yadei b'chol habayis, a whole group is not allowed to eat throughout the entire house. But we learned this in our Mishnah. Shtei chaburis, we have two chaburis that are eating the Karban Pesach in one house. We had said this group looks in that direction, the other group looks in a different direction. And what do we see from here? Loyam Relashtayim, the Mishnah only said that there was two groups eating in the house, Mashma Ha'achas Loy. That it was just one, he can't go through an entire house. Once you split up in groups, so that group could go there and the other group would go there. But if you have one group in the house, they can't go throughout the whole house, they have to stay where they are. Asking more, how do you say the Vatanin? We also learned in our Mishnah, Mecham Be'emtza, that the hot water urn is in between these two different groups, and the Shamish, the servant, the waiter who's serving everyone, he's using that Mecham to supply water to both groups. But if this diak that we just made for the Mishnah is really true, that once the Chabura has chosen a spot in the house, they're not allowed to move, so how could the waiter go here and there and go to the other group? And the answer is, Samachas Amar Alfa on top, Makam Shah Shamish Mechich Olav Sham Hi Chabura. Rasai. The place where the shamash is, where the servant is, that's mechiach. That proves, that shows that that's where his group is and not the other one. This is what we had explained in the Mishnah, that when the shamash is by the other group, the one that's not his, he has to close his mouth, not eat, and look towards his chabura, so it's very obvious that he's not part of the chabura that he's serving, he's really part of the other one. The Gemara Ketiv is asking, v'hataninu, we learned in our Mishnah, a kala who's eating with everyone, she could turn her face away and eat it, and if it's really true that once a group chooses a place, they can't move to a different one, well, she's turning around, and it looks like she's eating a different place. And the Gemara answers, he explains, it's because of embarrassment, she's shy, she's embarrassed, she's awkward sitting in front of everyone eating, so it's obvious that when she turns around, that she's not trying to leave the chabura and eat it in a different place, she's just trying to be a little bit more tsanua, a little bit more private, and there was no issue. Hajjalach parakits at Soylin, Mazar finishing the seventh parak of Mesechus Pesachim, just like we're finish this parak together, we should be Mesechus to finish the entire Mesechus Pesachim together, and of course, all of Shas Yerushalmi together. We're going to stop it for a day and pick up tomorrow, beginning a brand new parak. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.